This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here, Daryl, you just found a story that I also had in show prep about Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, the president and vice presidential candidates for the Libertarian Party. We can get into that here in a moment. But first, by the way, in studio with you, it is Ian here.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Story from Financial Times, FT.com, who really has some interesting reporting sometimes, but I really don't like their website. They will let you go and visit a page or a story on their site, and then if you close the site and you try to go back there, they want you to pay to access. And it's just so annoying.
Paywall.
Yeah, it's so annoying. But it's an interesting piece about counterfeiting. You know, for a long time, businesses have been fighting counterfeiters from other countries, manufacturers who will create products that look a lot like the products that they're being advertised as.
Oh, so you're telling me that that Polex watch that I bought in Chinatown is not a real Rolex?
No. No, that's not. It's not. And one of the reasons why they call it a Polex is because it looks like Rolex, but it's technically legally not because it's got a P. So if you just glance at it, you might think it's a Rolex. Very, very sneaky. And that's how they can legally sell that product in the United States. But, of course, a proper counterfeit good actually says Rolex on it. Right.
Like
it,
right. And then there's one thing that I'm not sure how familiar you are with the Louis Vuitton bags.
Yes, the LV logo.
Mm-hmm. Right. The counterfeits do not have the little L's and the V's, but the other part of the pattern is spot on.
It's interesting. When you want to look at these things, there's interesting websites that'll show you the comparisons between the two. So it can be fascinating to look into counterfeiting. But well, apparently, you know, we've talked about how China over the years has gotten better and better at manufacturing. They're just the manufacturing quality that's coming out of China has improved quite a bit in the last 30 years, certainly more so in the last 10 of those 30 years. And they're better than ever now. And that's being acknowledged in a major way by Alibaba founder Jack Ma. Now, for those of you not familiar with Alibaba, they kind of made a splash. I think it was last year. Maybe it was late last year when they went public. They had their IPO, initial public offering, where people could buy in and buy stock.
And then they have one of the largest, if not the largest, IPO ever.
I believe they did. And
like
they,
billions of dollars?
Something like that. And they've become bigger than Amazon. So Amazon isn't the world's largest retailer anymore. It's Alibaba Group.
Yes.
And I had heard about Alibaba Group prior to the IPO just by virtue of looking for products online and had found some stuff there.
That was almost 2 years ago. It was September of 2014.
Okay, wow.
And it was the largest IPO ever.
Do you have the numbers?
I have, you know, like part of the article pulled up just from the search. And I think it says that they were hoping to raise $25 billion. And again, without actually clicking on the article to see what they raised, but that's still a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. I didn't realize when I was going to this website how big they were. I just thought, oh, this is a, you know, pretty comprehensive site. There's a lot of stuff here. They sell a lot of wholesale level product. So, you can buy all kinds of different things through the Alibaba Group. And they also have a Alibaba Express site, which is more targeted towards the consumer. So you can buy smaller amounts of things rather than having to buy, you know, a whole pallet full or 1,000 products or something like that. Anyway, the story here from Financial Times is as follows. Many counterfeit goods are now of better quality than the genuine articles, according to Alibaba founder Jack Ma. He said this in comments that are set to infuriate luxury goods makers who accuse the Chinese e-commerce group of profiting from the sale of knockoffs. Quote, "We have to protect intellectual property, Now, they put that in parentheses, the intellectual property, which means the editor is telling you that's what he meant when he said something like it, for instance.
Right.
We have to protect intellectual property. We have to do everything to stop the fake products. But OEMs, which stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer, are making better products at a better price, unquote, said Mr. Ma, referring to original equipment manufacturers that typically make products for branded sellers. The problem is the fake products today, he said, are of better quality and better price than the real names. He said this during a speech at the Alibaba headquarters in Hangzhou, China, saying further, quote, they are exactly the same factories, exactly the same raw materials, but they do not use the same names, unquote. The remarks were an apparent response to the longstanding criticism that Alibaba has tolerated the sale of counterfeit goods on platforms such as Taobao. Mr. Ma called on brands to accept that the, quote, way of doing business has been changed, unquote, by the Internet, creating new opportunities for Chinese factories that have traditionally supplied the likes of Apple and Louis Vuitton. LVMH, the luxury group controlled by Bernard Arnault, and Kering, the Paris-based luxury group that includes brands such as Gucci, Bottega Veneta, and Saint Laurent, both declined to comment on Mr. Ma's remarks. But the founder of one Italian luxury goods company said, quote, I am stunned by his comments, unquote. He declined to be named. Now, the reason why these guys who are running these luxury manufacturers are stunned by this is because you're not supposed to say nice things about the counterfeiters. If you're in business as a legitimate business person, you're breaking the kind of the unspoken code. This guy's so big, he can get away with saying this. Apparently, I mean, I believe him on this. I think what he's saying is probably the truth. Why else would he go out there and risk his reputation by backing up the counterfeiters and saying, hey, that fake Louis Vuitton bag is actually a higher quality product than the actual Louis Vuitton bag, and it costs one fraction, a hundredth or a tenth of the price. That's what's making these guys angry, is because somebody with the level of reputation that this guy has as the largest retailer on the face of the planet right now, to acknowledge the quality that is being generated by these counterfeiters is highly insulting to people who have are charging way too much for their products.
Right, and also these people that are charging way too much for their products, they want to try to maintain their brand.
Right.
So if...
Which you have to believe is the highest quality in order to justify paying for that brand.
Well, I don't think that that's why people who are buying products like that. I mean...
Well, some of them might because of the name.
I mean, people are, at that point, I mean, if you're dropping...
$1,000 on a purse.
If you're dropping a K or more on a purse, you're buying status is what you're doing. So the quality is not entirely irrelevant.
But you expect I get what you're saying. But to some extent, if you're going to drop a grand on a purse, you ought to expect decent quality too. Right? Well, you don't want something that's going to fall apart next year.
Right. But you can get something high quality for, way less.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
You can also get something high quality that has the same logo on it if you know where to go and buy it.
And I don't think that the consumers are necessarily being defrauded, because if you're like, oh, I want, a Louis Vuitton bag, where should I get that? Oh, I know Amazon. Okay, no. You know that it's not, quote, real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're buying the logo and, that's a weird IP violation, which isn't even a real thing, although is it fraud? But it's harmful to the companies, because now the company doesn't... And, I mean, it's not even necessarily harmful to the companies, because or these people who are buying, spending $200 or $300 on something with a retail list of, $2,000, would they have dropped the $2,000? Most of them probably
would
wouldn't.
Not.
So you're not even necessarily harming the companies.
I think you're right about that.
Right, but the companies are trying to persuade legislators that that is happening. That's why these things like CISPA and SOPA, luckily they failed in the Senate and the House over the past several years, but I have heard, and I've not actually read TPP, but I've heard that a lot of the stuff that was in those things have been incorporated into TPP to try to, you know, protect intellectual property and prevent counterfeits from coming into the country.
Let's continue here. Maybe you've got experience buying or selling counterfeit products. You want to talk to us about it. We'd love to hear from you. Plus, we'll talk more about what the Alibaba CEO had to say here in moments. 855-450-FREE.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day, we won't be at war. One day, taxes will be fair. One day, our social and economic challenges will be conquered, not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Toll free numbers 855-450-FREE. We're talking about intellectual property. Specifically, knockoff products, counterfeit products, as some people would call them. And we'll continue that discussion here in a moment, because according to the CEO of the Alibaba Group, Counterfeit products are now better than they've ever been. In fact, he says some of them are actually better than the official brand products that they're imitating. By the way, Liberland is no imitation. That's something that is being planned right now. There, a bunch of libertarians have sunk a flag into the ground, so to speak, of a swamp land between Croatia and Serbia, three-square-mile plot of land. They're calling it Liberland. It was not claimed by either Serbia or Croatia, so now it is claimed as Liberland. Seven Polish legislators have recently proposed recognition, official recognition, of the libertarian micronation, and the Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay that makes the case for statehood for Liberland. Roger Ver, the owner of Bitcoin.com, has stated his support and his financial support for Liberland, plus the basis of the economy, is expected to be cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. Nearly 500,000 people have registered on their website. More than 100,000 of those are requesting citizenship. So if you want to get in on this, if you want to be a citizen of Liberland, you do have to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So get started. Learn more over at Liberland.org. L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, Liberland.org. It is Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. We're talking about fake products. Now, Daryl, did you actually buy the Polex watch, or were you just kind of joking about that?
I was just joking. I would never buy a watch that presumes to be... I don't even wear a watch.
Yeah, why would you need a watch?
Some people are getting back into it. I mean, like, there's now the smartwatch
things.
That's
just wasteful, though. Like, Adibo was posting on Facebook earlier today about how wasteful that is, and I
to have a watch, you mean?
Yes, and I agree.
Okay, and I'm going to summon my inner Brian Sovereign here, and Stallion, if you're listening, hopefully I do you well. He talks about how stupid these smartwatches are because it's not a standalone device.
Correct.
Oh, yeah,
you have to connect it via Bluetooth to your cell phone, so you still have to carry around a cell phone and this smartwatch, and then you can't really do most of the stuff on the watch. So what he says he's waiting for is the cell phone that is the size of a watch that is functional as
a full-on
standalone
phone.
Smartwatch.
The tricky thing is like the screen's so small, you can only really do so much with it,
yeah,
right?
Or you could just pull your phone out of your pocket and don't be that lazy.
Well, some people really like these smartwatches, and I guess there are some reasons to like it. What those are, I'm not really sure.
Right, but you know, let's just say that you do have, you know, a fully functional phone, and I'm using that in quotes, that's the size of a large watch. You don't need to have the keyboard built onto it. You can have that the laser-projected tap keyboard thing. So then, you know, it maximizes the screen size, and you don't have to worry about, oh, well, my keyboard's taking up the entire screen.
Yeah, but if you don't have anything to project the laser onto, then what?
It could project
onto your
arm? Forearm. I've actually seen that.
That's a thing.
That is a thing.
Well, I got to agree with you. I don't think that having the smartwatch is a good way to spend money. I mean, because you got to charge your watch every night too, right? So, like, you know, this watch that I've had since I was a kid, I don't wear a watch, and I haven't since cell phones came out.
And when you were a kid,
you still have the remote control
watch. When I was a kid, it made sense to have a watch, but.
Sure, in the 80s or the 90s or whatever.
Do you still have the remote control watch or the calculator watch?
No, I never had one of those.
Okay.
I just had like a regular watch. But that thing's still running, man. I mean, it's never had the battery changed in it in forever. Two, 3 decades? I don't even know how long it's been since I've had the thing. I think I've still got it sitting in a drawer over there somewhere just because it's still running and it's, you know, it's amazing. These new smartwatches, you got to charge those every night. I mean, what a pain to take off, charge.
We're designing new products to keep you from having to pull your phone out of your pocket. That is absurd.
Yeah, pretty soon we're going to wind up with, and I don't know if either one of you watch Futurama, but the actual iPhone spelled EYE, where they shove this thing inside of your eye socket, that is going to be the phone.
It's coming.
There's a few, like, pieces of technology that we probably just shouldn't develop until after we abolish the state, and I think that implants are one of them. Or at least, like, non-medical implants. Like,
you don't want to be taken over, have your mind controlled by the state, is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, not necessarily that, but they can do other bad things with it.
Let's go to the phones, to the phone. Tom's in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey. I had a question for you about intellectual property, but I did look up the New Hampshire law relative to deferred and suspended sentences. And it appears that they're commingling the words expungement and annulment. In Maryland, for instance, an expungement would be literally destroying the records from every agency that you had contact with relative to a crime that maybe you put an Alford plea in for, or what might be an Alford plea, by the way, is similar to like a no contest where you would be technically convicted, but it would be suspended and you'd be on probation for maybe a year or two. And if you were good, then they throw everything out. Okay. So those are special circumstances. But in New Hampshire, like I said, they commingle this annulment with expungement. So what they're doing is keeping the conviction record with law enforcement. And it states specifically so that they can determine an applicant's fitness for employment as a law enforcement officer. So it appears that they've dealt with this maybe before or had prepared for it. So they're keeping these records. Basically, with law enforcement and government so that they can communicate with other law enforcement agencies.
Right, but the annulment means that no one else can see the record except for certain people in law enforcement.
The public would not be able to, but courts, law enforcement agencies, law enforcement officers, and if they ever got in trouble in the future, they would be able to use that against them.
Gotcha.
So it's not really an expungement. It's kind of halfway there, maybe. So I just thought you'd be interested in that. My question about intellectual property, I don't know if you followed the Thomas Deegan case in West Virginia.
Doesn't ring a bell. What is it?
What a mess. He was convicted of making terroristic threats on a YouTube conference call. And the way they put this case together was horrible. I can't believe they didn't throw it out. Although,
what does terrorist threats have to do with intellectual property?
I expect he's going to get to that point. Go ahead.
Well, he made an argument, and I thought you guys would know because you have a YouTube channel, that they didn't get permission from the owner of the YouTube channel to use his YouTube video. That was their main evidence.
In the prosecution?
Yes.
You wouldn't need permission for that.
Yeah, no, that the IP does not apply to that.
Yeah, that's they're not trying to make money off of it. That's I mean, I don't know what the word is for it.
Fair use,
isn't even relevant. It's the criminal prosecution; they can use it.
Absolutely. Hey, it's the state, Tom. You know they grant themselves special exceptions.
Yeah, the case. It's absolutely deplorable. I think you'd be shocked at what went on in that courtroom.
One more time. What was the case name? What was the guy, the defendant?
Thomas Deegan, D-E-E-G-A-N, and you can look it up on YouTube.
Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. Always appreciate it. This is Free Talk Live. More on intellectual property coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to
help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about intellectual property, specifically in the area of knockoff products, products that are made to look like the real deal, but in point of fact aren't. However, as the CEO of the Alibaba Group is pointing out, nowadays these knockoff products are actually starting to get better than the originals that they're trying to imitate. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Also, something that is not a knockoff would be Monero. Now, we've talked a lot about cryptocurrencies on Free Talk Live. Monero, something that I looked into like a year ago, and ultimately, I chose not to get any. And it's too bad, because now they've quadrupled in price within the last 2 weeks. And why did this anonymous cryptocurrency quadruple in price? Well, apparently it was recently implemented by two of the largest online marketplaces, Alphabay and Oasis. Now, these are, I believe, darknet marketplaces, by the way.
They are.
The reason why they would have implemented Monero is because it is a cryptocurrency that's built from scratch to focus on privacy and anonymity. So this is not apparently a Bitcoin ripoff, if you will.
Right. It's not. I think what the technical term for these things that are built based on the Bitcoin code
is an altcoin,
are technically forks of the Bitcoin protocol.
Right, forks of the protocol, but not necessarily of the blockchain itself. So unlike Dash, by the way, Monero does not use masternodes that can be controlled or hijacked by governments. Monero says they're completely anonymous and they're open source. You can check it if you know the programming to be able to look at that. It's also untraceable with built-in mixing at the protocol level. Monero is fungible, and unlike Bitcoin, it can't be blacklisted by exchanges. And it, again, has quadrupled in value just recently. This coming Sunday, we're going to be interviewing Ricardo Spagni, the head developer for Monero. So if you've got questions for Ricardo, get them ready, because we're going to have him on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live coming up this week. You can learn more at getmonero.com.
And Monero is also very easy to mine. I'm actually mining it right now on my laptop.
Getmonero.com is where you can go to learn more about that. You know, it was interesting to me when I first came across it, because I was looking to see, well, what are the anonymous cryptocurrencies out there? And this was one of them. It's nice to see that it's getting some popularity now. People are starting to pay attention to it. And, of course, it's thanks to the darknet marketplaces that that is happening. We'll keep you up to date as we continue here. We're going back to the phones and the fun. Parker is on the line. He's in Washington State via Skype. Hello, Parker.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So, one thing that I kind of have been thinking about asking you guys about is every now and then on Facebook, I'll see these people that say that, like, the Holocaust never happened, or this or that, or, like, it was some sort of Jewish plot. Well, there's obviously plenty of evidence to prove that the Holocaust did happen.
Yes, it was, there are people who were there.
Well, and there's also physical evidence of it, too.
But the fact that people were there and you can talk to them, you know, that also helps.
So the question is, like, why do these people believe that the Holocaust never happened?
Because they're crazy.
I mean, why do people believe the world's flat? There's a bunch of crazy people out there. Not to mention, you know, racists who want to believe that Hitler was some sort of good guy.
Right. So beyond that, like, what kind of damage are these people doing to the liberty movement, and, like, to what extent?
How many of them are the liberty movement? I don't know. I mean, personally, I don't know them.
I've never even heard of Holocaust deniers in the liberty movement.
They must exist. I mean, there's certainly, there are libertarians who are racists.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
you don't.
Definitely is that.
I mean, I don't want to hang out with racists, but.
I would say that there are racists who claim to be libertarians.
That's a good point. But you can be... Look, the only requirement to be a libertarian is that you reject aggression.
Right,
so,
you can hate somebody and hate them for a stupid reason and not initiate force against them,
correct,
or advocate it. You could... that you're still probably a bad person, but
right,
you can be both.
That's why
there are some people that would say, well, they have fewer rights. I'm not going to initiate aggression, but they have fewer rights.
Okay,
well, I haven't heard that.
That would make you not an anarchist.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very libertarian. But if you are
like that's like authoritarian.
Yeah, I mean, most libertarians, look, to be a libertarian, all you have to do is agree with the non-aggression principle, which says that you won't advocate or initiate the use of force to achieve political or social goals.
Right.
Which is why I say the non-aggression principle isn't good enough. We need to have higher standards for the people that we associate with, for the people that we consider our friends and associates. And so the non-aggression principle is just like the most basic level of how humans should interact. Then there's also, like, you should be kind to people and loving and peaceful and, you know, all kinds of other
say it's not good enough. It's completely perfect for what it does. It's not a
but it's
like,
not good enough for me. Right.
It's not like philosophy doesn't claim to be.
Well, there's one thing that I'd like to kind of bring up, which is related, which is that I was having this discussion with some people on Facebook last night, where I posted this thing on anarchism, and the post reads, because it's a meme. The term anarchy is a humble term. It means without rulers. It does not mean blow things up or sow disorder. Anarchism is a political philosophy that champions the individual individual and decries the monarchy. Anarchy is the triumph of triumphant concept that people should live unobstructed by laws and rulers, but instead be consumed with love and kindness. And for whatever reason, I had two people over the last 2 days, like, berating me about it and basically saying, oh, you're...
Wait a minute. You're just talking about people. You're talking about people on the internet.
Right.
These people are too cowardly to come out in real life and actually talk about these things because, you know, they should be hiding in the shadows. They should be hiding there behind their keyboards and only right. posting to Facebook. So, I mean, look, just because somebody's trolling you on Facebook doesn't even mean they necessarily believe that.
What, and I do kind of disagree with that statement because that's not what anarchy is. That is what a good way to live is. Anarchy is just the NAP.
And the non-aggression principle?
Anarchy is just
anarchy is the lack of rulers. That's what anarchy is.
Well, I mean, you're both correct.
Anarchy is not necessarily the non-aggression principle. Anarchy is the lack of rulers. It says nothing else. Anarchy is a statement about what should not exist. It is not a statement about what should exist.
Right, if you're initiating, this kind of goes back to my, or I guess it doesn't go back to it if I haven't said it on the radio yet, but at what point does just anybody initiating force become a government? I don't think that there's an objective line you can draw there. If you're initiating force, I don't see how you're objectively different than a state. You might be a really small state,
you might be a really inefficient state.
So if you're initiating force, you are a government.
Yeah, where do you draw the line?
Not anarchy. I don't.
How many people? I mean, how many people?
Well,
does
most
it take
people
to have a
draw
state?
The line at recognition by another entity recognized as a government.
Okay, so then which one is not a state? Palestine or Israel is one of those things not a government. I mean, there's no. And if somebody can bring me objective criteria, I'd really like to hear it because I have not been able to have anybody. Answer that. And so, if you don't believe in non-initiation of force, then whenever somebody initiates force, that is a state. So you believe in some form of state, even if you don't believe in organized, efficient states.
I
think that anarchy has to be the non-aggression principle.
I want to live in one of these towns where the mayor is a cat. Because that would basically be like an anarchist sort of thing in practice, right?
I've never heard of a real one of those. There's a town in Alaska where they have a honorary mayorship giving to a cat. They do.
There's
have
one in Japan too.
Though.
There's the Tama cat, I believe. In
well, they actually have a city council.
They have some form of government,
mayor is a cat, and I would love to just live in that sort of community because it seems like a lot of, you know, live and let live sort of stuff.
Thanks, Parker. Appreciate it. I mean, I get your kind of long explained definition of anarchy, but, you know, the short version is no rulers, which is why I support voluntarism and voluntarism because that's a statement about what should exist, which is that all human interactions should be consensual. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Take control.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
In the beginning of this hour, we started to discuss the story from the Financial Times about Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba, which is a very, very big company that has bested Amazon in worldwide sales of various different products. They have wholesale deals for people and also just sort of individual sales. It's a big, big site, and there's a lot of stuff that you can get on there. I've purchased a few things through Alibaba. I do not hold stock in the company. This isn't me, you know, trying to pitch Alibaba. This is a noteworthy story because the CEO of the biggest retailer in the world is publicly acknowledging, while on one hand saying we've got to protect intellectual property and stop fake products, on the other hand saying, well, some of those fake products are actually pretty darn good, in point of fact, better quality than the product that they're trying to rip off.
Well, I mean, he does have some financial incentive to say that, my guess would be that that is probably an accurate statement. He's selling the fake products.
Well, he's been accused. Well, he's saying he's not going to or, like, trying to crack down on it, but at the same time, he has been accused of not really doing that on his platform. And the Alibaba thing is so huge. I mean, if you've ever been to their site, it's so expansive. I don't see how they could even know what is being sold on Alibaba. There's just so many different vendors and sellers selling there. I don't know how it even really works behind the scenes with, you know, how a business gets in there and sets up. I've heard that you can, if you know what to look for, you can find things like cocaine being sold on Alibaba. Now, I've never been able to find it personally, but that's what I've heard.
Well, I mean, and that's probably true, and that's probably also true of Amazon, even though it's not allowed, and if somebody was to report it, it would probably get removed.
Taken down, sure.
But, I mean, he has to know, like, for something like that, I mean, I'm sure he knows that he's selling it.
So, let's see here. Story from FinancialTimes.com. I'm going to jump back in here where the luxury sellers of brands like Louis Vuitton, for instance, are really upset about this. Many of them won't even comment about the story, but one founder of an Italian luxury goods company who declined to be named said, quote, "I am stunned by his comments." Last year, the Kering company launched a lawsuit against the Chinese e-commerce group, alleging that it encouraged and profited from the sale of knockoffs on its platforms. In May, Alibaba was suspended from the International Anti-Counterfeiting Coalition, a watchdog for the retail industry, over similar concerns about knockoffs. Mr. Ma also delivered another message to Western luxury brands that have suffered a fall-off in demand in China, that Chinese manufacturers are growing impatient with a global division of labor in which they make high-quality goods, only to see much of the money pocketed by the brand owners. Instead, Chinese producers were looking for ways to make their own products and sell them directly to consumers using the internet for marketing, he said. Quote, it's the way of doing business has changed for the brands. It's not the fake products, it's not the IP that is destroying them. It's the new business model that's revolutionized the whole world, he said. Chinese regulators have periodically probed Alibaba's counterfeit problems, but Mr. Ma said he was confident the company's economic importance insulated it from severe treatment. He says you can't stop Alibaba for 2 hours, otherwise it's going to be a disaster for China. You can stop Tencent for 2 days, and you can stop Baidu for 2 weeks, and everything will still be okay, he said, referring to his two closest competitors. In April of 2015, Alibaba launched a program to help Chinese factories develop their own brands dubbed, oh boy, Zhongguozihao, or Quality Made in China, in an effort to discourage them from producing counterfeits. Following Mr. Ma's speech on Tuesday, Alibaba released a further statement by the company's founder saying his remarks were not intended as a defense of the counterfeiters. Quote, this is simply my observation of the issues facing brands and original equipment manufacturers. Counterfeiting is not a quality problem. Counterfeiting is an intellectual property problem. But in the past, you would have been told that counterfeiting is a quality problem. The people who manufacture the luxury brands would tell you that those counterfeit products aren't as good as our brand. Look, yes, our product costs 10 times as much, but you get this lifetime warranty with it. You don't get the lifetime warranty from the product that you get at the flea market that looks like ours but actually isn't. That product is likely to fall apart after just a few months because it's made shoddily and it is only made to look like our product. What he's saying here is saying that, look, that's not true anymore of a lot of these counterfeits. It's probably true of some of them. You still have a range of manufacturing quality that comes out of China, but there's a high-end manufacturing quality that can come out of that country these days.
Well, you've got a range of manufacturing quality that comes out of everywhere.
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, China is a whole country, so I mean, it's
a humongous country, yeah. But I mean, the fact that he's acknowledging that is what's insulting these other companies, because you're not supposed to say that.
Right.
Well, it's like, that's kind of like an obvious statement anyway. Like, you can only make a handbag so good. Like,
that's true.
If it lasts 80 years and you buy it when you're born, which is kind of impossible, like, that
you could have it handed down.
That is, but that's like the best it can be. Like, if it lasts 1,000 years, that's not really an improvement in quality. Like, you're not going to use that ever.
Right.
Like,
you might.
It can only be so good.
But one thing that, you know, a lot of the high-end connoisseurs, if you will look for are the little things that most people never pick up on. I forget, it might be Louis Vuitton, it might be something else, but they never have the logo go through the middle of a seam, or they never have the seam go through part of the logo.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, you know, the stitching, it's going to be the same on the knockoff as it is on the high-end thing. But, oh, well, the knockoff, you can tell this is a knockoff because, see this seam, it goes straight through the middle of that logo.
That's the thing. You really got to know what to look for these days, too, to figure
and
it out.
And most people honestly don't care.
Well, why would you?
Right. Mr. Ma's comments came as his New York-listed group said it expected 2017 revenues to grow 48% year-on-year, buoyed by recent acquisitions of video site Youku Tudou and Asian e-commerce business Lazada. Alibaba added it expected to nearly double transaction volumes to more than $900 billion by 2020. Mr. Ma said he expected Alibaba to become the fifth-largest global economy after Japan by the year 2020, measured in the company's total transaction volume. Now, those are predictions, and, you know, they may or may not come true. But nonetheless, they're statements about how successful and how economically healthy the company is today. And it's just an amazing success story. Now, I got to say, I have bought a knockoff product or two on the Alibaba site. I was looking for a two-way radio and was looking for a specific model number of a two-way radio. Here in New Hampshire, we have activists who have two-way radios. It makes it easy to communicate with one another. We were using them at the New Hampshire Hemp Fest over the weekend. We were using the handheld two-way radios, which are the Baofeng radios. The one that I was looking for was a mobile two-way radio, one that you install in your vehicle. So a little higher quality, more expensive price. So like the handheld radios we use are like $25 brand new. They're cheap, and they're made in China. The one that I was looking for is a Yaesu brand, which is I don't know where they're officially manufactured, but it's a kind of a big brand name in the radio business. And I was searching for the specific model number because I'd had one previously and I wanted to get another one, or for a friend or something like that. And I found on the Alibaba site a Yaesu. They use the word Yaesu, but then nearby that, you know, next to the model number, it said 100% same. I thought, that sounds interesting. Oh, the price is a little bit cheaper than the normal Yaesu price is. I clicked on it, looked down the story. I mean, it looks like a Yaesu. The box says Yaesu on it, but it says like 100% same. It, like, basically, it tells you a little bit more about it, that it's the exact same parts. So basically, the company that I believe is manufacturing the Yaesu products, whatever it is that Yaesu's using over in China, if that's what's going on here, is actually manufacturing their own version of this and then selling it directly to consumers, or as directly as they can, through the Alibaba site. Because why else would it say 100% same? That's an indicator that you are buying a knockoff product.
Yes.
And so that, you know, I figured, all right, well, okay, if it's 100% the same, then it shouldn't really be as likely, or it shouldn't be any more likely to, let's say, catch fire as some other, because one of the concerns with a knockoff product is you're not going through UL certification or whatever, Underwriters Laboratories, and it doesn't have the same level of testing. These are some of the scary stories that the official equipment manufacturers will tell you in order to get you to buy the name brand. It's like, well, it could do something bad. Well, not if it's the exact same product made in the exact same facility by the exact same company. Now, I'm not saying that's what this is. Maybe they took the Yaesu, reverse engineered it, figured out exactly what parts were in there, ordered those same parts from whatever manufacturers, and then put together their own versions.
Right.
But either way, there's been no problem with that radio in the years since I bought it. So I don't feel bad because of that. Should I?
I wouldn't.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Thing is, I don't remember which one was which. If you told me, you need to give that product back, I'd be like, which one is it? I have no idea.
It's the one that says Magnet Box.
It sounds like it's the same product. It just didn't go through the ownership of a company.
I don't know.
That sounds like to me, I don't know that.
855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunt
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.